From the NIST report, some people have said that a failure at one column should not have produced a symmetrical fall like this one. What is NIST's answer to those assertions? World Trade Center 7's collapse, NIST says, viewed from the exterior, most videos were taken from the north, did appear to fall almost uniformly as a single unit. This occurred because the interior failures that took place did not cause the exterior framing to fail until the final stages of the building collapse. The interior floor framing and columns collapsed downward and pulled away from the exterior frame. There were clues that internal damage was taking place prior to the downward movement of the exterior frame.
Here's another one of NIST's cute answers to an extremely difficult question. You cannot have the interior of a 47-story, 40,000-ton structural steel frame fail without pulling in the side of the building and causing massive warpage on the exterior perimeter structural steel system. It can't happen. They're talking, once again, in their computer models, which betrays their own theory, that we have 400 structural steel connections that have to fail in their computer models in order to get that interior to fail and then the exterior. We don't even have massive window breakage on the exterior. It can't happen. In fact, what does happen is the penthouse drops, the main penthouse, a half a second prior to the overall. So just half a second prior, the penthouse drops, then the overall building drops again. How fast? Free fall acceleration. That fast. 7 seconds. Total structural shattering of the entire structural steel system, beam from column almost. So this can't happen unless all of those are compromised. See, when you have a pile driver that's driving the rest of the building down, it's doing work. In this case, it's falling at free fall, meaning all of its energy is transferred to kinetic energy or motion. There's no energy left to do any work, such as driving the rest of the building down to the ground. That work has to have come from another force. Again, that force is most likely a thermite incendiaries, for which we have the evidence.